Here's the shiur for the 26th Tuesday, Ches Teves. Simen Reish Ein Gimel, page 104 in our editions, Sif Hei. Kosva Goinim, the Goinim write, Ha, that, the Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Suda, that we learned, that Kiddush has to be B'Mokim Suda. Hafilo Ochal Dova Muot, what is the Suda? How do you define a Suda? What do you need to eat to have Kiddush b'makom suda? What is that suda? So the Goyim write, Afilu ochal dova muot, even if you drank, ate a little bit, or shoso, you drank kois yain, you drank wine, shechayev olav brocha, that you require normally to make a brocha on it, yotzei the Kiddush b'makom suda, that's considered the Kiddush b'makom seuda. Suda doesn't have to be a 5-course meal with chalas. Suda is also defined by eating something small or drinking wine that requires a brocha. And you complete the suda b'makom acher in a different place. But this is only if you are eating bread or shoso, you drank wine. But if you ate fruit loy, that is not considered a suda. Peres, fruit, not considered peres. For the fisa, and according to that, when it comes to a moil, for the sandik and the sandik lishto is because shal mila b'shabbes b'shachis, if there was a bris mila, and the moil and the sandik want to make b'rapi agofen, and they want to eat something, they want to drink something, mokum suda, im shoysin kashir, if they are drinking shir, that's acceptable. Aval noa gulit en etinoik, but the meaning is to give the wine to the baby. Now, when it comes to drinking wine, what is that? How much wine are we talking about? That's considered b'mokam suda. So the Mishnah Berurah in the first white line in Sefkot Chov Beis explains, it's considered a revius. Shechayev olav brocha achrona. We're referring to brocha achrona, which is an additional revius. And in Sefkot Chov Beis, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, in the name of Rabbi Kveiga, that one shouldn't, the Kamer Rishonim and Yotz, the Kiddush Mokum Suda, the Kois Yain, that there is many Rishonim who hold that wine is not considered Mokum Suda, al ken, therefore, any relakel bezele Mokum Atchak, one should not be lenient to have wine. The wine would be an additional revius besides the broch you're making on. So you're making boy priya gofen, you're drinking, and then you need an additional revius besides that. And that would be Kiddush Mokum Suda for the additional revius of wine. But again, the Rebbe Kveger doesn't like that, and Mishibu says that one should not be lenient on that, only be Mokum Atchak. Having said that, the Bialocha does say in the Vamaschal Kosva Goinim, he brings the famous plaque of Maaser Rav, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the Afmok Bekiddush Hayoyim Loyoyim Mekadesh, Hilmokum Suda Gmura, Veloyim Minetagim Oyayin. So that the Vilna Gaon was Makbit, that Kiddush Mokum Suda meant Chalas Mamish. So you make Kiddush Mokum Suda, Suda meaning washing for Chalas and having a meal. And anything beyond that would not be, according to Vilna Gaon, considered a Kiddush Mokum Suda. And Bialocha does feel it worth, does mention it over here, obviously, as a good chumrah and as an accepted chumrah, and it seems to be good practice to do so. So here in Sifkot and Chavzayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in the name of Yesh Oimrim that you only yotzei mokum suda if you have an additional revius. That's what he said in Sifkot and Chavzayin. Okay, we're ready for Seif Vav. Interesting case, probably more relevant in other countries than in England, but nevertheless, im kiddush beveso, if a person made kiddush in his house, v'shama shcheino, and he heard his shochem, made a quite a loud kiddush, and he heard his neighbor making kiddush, v'shulchon ha'och lefonof, and his table is set beautifully, his windows are open in the summer, and he hears his neighbor making particularly geschmacky kiddush, and it was maybe a little bit too loud. And he says, you know what? To his wife and to his children, forget my Kiddush. My neighbor's Kiddush is much more, that's the real thing. Might as well be Yotze with his Kiddush. Windows wide open. He made Kiddush in his house. He made Kiddush across the road. Can it be Yotze with that? Yes or no? says Shulchan Aruch, im Kiddush Beveisi v'shom Ashcheinoi, he heard his neighbor, v'shulchanoi och lefonov, and his table was set before him. Yoitze boy, you can be yoitze with that. Teshap, you have mokum suda, it's considered Kiddush, and it's considered mokum suda. Who cares where the other fellow made Kiddush from? It doesn't make a difference. You heard a good Kiddush, and he was mokum suda. V'chigoyin in such ash, and he's chavin Hashem alotzeis, the only condition is that a person needs to be, the person hearing needs to be, have kavanah to be yoitze, and maybe a little bit more difficult to achieve. For mashmir loitzin, the person who is mashmir, the person who makes the kiddush, he needs to have intention to be moitzi as well. But in terms of kiddush mokum suda, never mind kavanah, but kiddush mokum suda, it's good enough if the kiddush was said in one place and the mokum suda was in a different place. That itself is not considered a problem. All you need to ensure is that there is kavana on both ends. Yesh oimim says the Shulchan Aruch, she'ein mekatshin l'oiraneya. Shulchan Aruch says that some say you only make Kiddush with candlelight. Kiddush has to be made in the place where there's candles. Yesh oimim, some say she'ein mekatshin l'oiraneya. Some say that Kiddush doesn't have to be made where there is candles. And if there's the air outside in the garden is a better air, but the candles are in the house, there's flies in the house and outside it's just much more pleasant. You can make kiddush outside in the garden, and you eat there, you don't see the candles. You can make kiddush in the garden, although the candles are indoors. Shanero is la'oinik nistavu, because the candles are for oinik, for the letzah, and not to cause agony, cholela, not to cause pain, uncomfortable feelings. V'halchim istavu, and that's what it seems to be. So we're learning over here that if the candles are in the house and you feel like eating outside, you can do so. You can eat outside. Mishnah Berurah does qualify that in Sifkot Lamed Beis. V'achim istabot ha'inu b'mitztah ha'av, has to be great anguish. The ilah v'achim, because if there is just a slightly uncomfortable aspect to it, tzorech le'echol davke mokom ne'er, ideally one should certainly eat in the place where the candles are. Ein primigodim shemetzad, the primigodim seems to make a pshorah in between. To yoyis ha'tov shekadosh b'vayis, better to make kiddush in the house. V'yuchel ma'at, eat a little bit there, and go outside. So the Pimagodim says, better to eat a little bit in the house. You'll manage a few minutes in the house and then go outside. Now, there is an interesting discussion in the Poskim, which want to derive from here the following Shaila. Why do we have candles on Shabbos by the table? So that is because of covered Shabbos. It's covered Shabbos. It's one of the ways of to mechaber Shabbos, as we learned in the earlier siman. It's mechabdoi, the on of Shabbos, is to have lights. A person shouldn't be. It's a part of covered Shabbos. And why does a person want to eat outside in this particular case that we're discussing now? Because of Oinek Shabbos. Because it's more pleasant for him. Oinek Shabbos is very relative. Oinek Shabbos is according to a person's feeling, a person, what a person is enjoying. And Kovod Shabbos is not. Kovod Shabbos is something which is very established by Chazal, and Kovod Shabbos is Hadlokas Ne'er. That's not flexible. That's not bespoke. That's not individual. And we're learning now over here that according to the Shulchan Aruch, certainly so, that Kovod Shabbos is less important as Oinek Shabbos. Right? We're learning, Shulchan Aruch says, Mekadosh Bechotzer, if you've got, let's say, flies, or the it's too hot in the house where the candles are, you may go outside and have your meal outside. I know the Bialocha says you should try to avoid it, but if not, You are allowed to go outside if you're more comfortable, because that's Oynik Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos is Doiche, Kovat Shabbos. That's what Shulchan Aruch says over here. That Oynik Shabbos, your own personal comfort, pushes away Kovat Shabbos of eating by the candles. So the Shaila is, and this is not my own Shaila, that's not my own comparison, but Poskim want to compare, are you allowed to eat, are you allowed to use disposables on Shabbos? Disposables, arguably, are less Shabbos-tic lacking to some extent covered Shabbos. I know nowadays this has changed a little bit, but if you think about the conventional disposables, they are certainly less covered Shabbos than the china plates, the breakables. They are less respectful, less elegant. So the question is, are you allowed to use them on Shabbos or not? Why would a person want to use disposables rather than proper plates? The answer is because you want to save yourself the washing up, which is certainly an aspect of Oynik Shabbos. So is Oynik Shabbos Toichi Kovat Shabbos? The Oynik Shabbos of not washing up, does that push away the respect of Shabbos? It's much more Shabbos-tic to have proper plates. Is Oynik Shabbos entitled to push away Kovat Shabbos? Yes or no? So according to what we're learning now, it turns out that Oynik Shabbos is Doichi Kovat Shabbos, and it's fine to do so. Oynik Shabbos, the personal benefit of not washing up, pushes away an aspect of Kovat Shabbos, and it's acceptable. Having said that, I must emphasize, it's only by mitztai halbe. It's only with great agony and great anguish. How one day, if a person is blessed by possessing a dishwasher, I wonder if that's considered as well a mitztai halbe. Great anguish and great pain. I do appreciate if a person's got a very large family, has to wash up everything himself. That I hear why it's considered mitztai halbe, possibly. But if a person is in possession, possession of having a dishwasher, and it's a matter of just putting it in the dishwasher, I wonder if that's considered mitzvah habe, that this halach would apply. But having said that, now these generations have changed, and people are certainly more accustomed to greater increased facilities, and therefore it's up for discussion. But as a concept, yes, we're learning over here that Oynik Shabbos is Doichi Kovat Shabbos. Having said this, we're ready for Simen Reish Ein Dalet, which is Dine Betzias Apas B'Shabbos, the halachas of cutting challahs and challahs on Shabbos. Voi Dalet Se'ifim, Boitzea, Al Shtei Kikoris, Shleimois. A person now will take the two Kikoris, the two challahs, Shleimois, complete. Complete Shleimois. Chalas, shoyches shteim biyodoi. He holds them, both of them, biyodoi in his hand. Uvoitzat achtoino, and he cuts and he takes the bottom one. Dafke b'leil Shabbos. This is only on Friday night meal. Avol but b'yom Shabbos on Shabbos day, oy b'leil Yom Tov or on the night of Yom Tov, b'tzel elyoino, he will use the top one. And the reason is, al-derech Kabbalah, for Kabbalah purpose. It's interesting. I do not know in how many places the Ramah bases Psak on Kabbalah. And he openly says so, that there is no simple understanding. Everything is, this Psak is based on Kabbalah. I don't know in how many places the Ramah says that. He says that Friday night, you take the bottom one, Shabbos day, and Yom Tov night, you take the top one. And this will be Kabbalah. Sevkot na'alef mishne bo'ushtei kikoros zichel amon. The reason why we've got two is because the mon, we received the ksev liktulech and mishne. Mon fell every day besides Shabbos. As we know, Friday we got double portions. That's what we have lech and mishne. So it teaches us the lesson of betochen as we are enjoying our Shabbos meals. V'gam b'yom tov tzarech liftzuyal shtei kikoros. And Yom Tov also, we need to, you have to chalas. Women are also obligated to lechem mishne. Show you gam ken b'nei samon. women were also included in the Nes, in the miracle of the Mon. So if a lady is eating on her own, or girls are eating on their own, they also need to have Lechem Mishneh. Im Yoitze Lechem Mishneh Bepasabo Bekisnin, as to whether a person is able to fulfill the mitzvah of Lechem Mishneh with Mzoinus, or Abo Pasabo Bekisnin, Alel, this is discussed in Simikuf Samaches. Sivkotten Beish Shleimos, it has to be complete. V'ugosh in Israel for Ktsas, if the challah got burnt. V'adayin l'nechtach memeda, but it hasn't been cut. Yesh oimu di Yoitzin boilin in Lechem Mishneh. Yeah, some say you can be yotze with the Lechem Mishneh, it doesn't matter, it's burnt, you're not going to eat it, it doesn't matter. It's still complete. If you may not pass Shleimo, and if you don't have a complete plus, if you, have, no, you don't have anything complete, any Ma'akev, it's not Ma'akev. If you have a Kaddish, I feel like a Kedai's pass, it's not Ma'akev, but you have it, contrary to popular belief. If your Chale is not complete, and you have no other option, you can still go for it, as long as you've got Kedai's. And it is the proper way of doing it, that the person who makes a motzi, he's motzi everybody. And people who are listening, they should be yotze. They should know that yotze with his bocha. Everybody's yotze with Lechem Mishneh. A person who says b'rshus, raboisai, afal pi, although, shu balabais, although he's the balabais, who is the greatest around, that's to accustom oneself to anova. It's a derech anova, it's a way of anova, of humbleness. And this is the better way of doing it than what you have seen in some places, that as the balabais makes a boch of amotzi, everybody makes a little quiet amotzi on their own right before they eat the challah. This is wrong, because like this, they're not making a boch of amotzi onto a sholem, and not even on a lechem mishneh. So it's much better that Balabais makes hamotzi, and he's motzi everybody, and people don't make their own brachas. What's the halacha with regards to frozen challah? It's not edible. So the minhag olam is like dein weiss paskens that one can be makel, because it actually is edible, it's just you need to wait a bit, but it's an edible challah. Some machmir, Shlomo Zalman amongst them, and he said that if it's not edible now, it's not adding a lechem mishneh. But I think the minig is to be makel. What if there's some crumbs which fell off? Shlomo Zalman said, you don't have to worry too much about it. Some challahs always crumb, there's always crumbs missing and pieces missing to some extent. You don't have to be overly concerned about it. If it's as a whole, it looks quite sholem, that's fine. What about if there's challahs that they got baked, they got this, they were sticking together and then they were torn off after being baked? So Reb Nissim Karelitz does apparently paskin that it's considered maybe one piece, and they're lacking in sholem if they're broken off after fully baked. It's very common though. I think many are makel. I'm not quite sure where it comes from exactly. I wonder what the thoughts are. One could argue that maybe they're not really meant to be. One challah; it's meant to be two. So, although they got, I'm not sure. There's something to think about. If they broke it off after being baked, what does that mean? What makes them into two challahs rather than one challah? Mishneh Berurah Sivkotten says, in Sivkotten Gimel says, Biodoi, one should hold the Chalas B'Shas Amotzi, one says Amotzi, you should hold the Chalas. In Sivkotten Dalet, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, the Reshal and the Shloh, the Mashal and the Shloh, Kodesh, Noah Gulach, Toch Shneem, used to cut both Chalas. Some people have that minute to cut both Chalas. The question is only which one is first. But as you cut both Chalas. Keper Shirash, Pavachinis, Kimagro. But not everybody has got that minik. Certainly if that's going to end up being Bal Tashchis, one shouldn't start necessarily that minik. Now, with regards to taking the bottom one, as we do by on Friday night, the question is, Mishneh Berurah says, in Sivkotten, hey, Bach Toma Ein Mavirin Al HaMitzvahs, and normally we don't pass over mitzvahs. So I understand why we take the top challah like we do on Shabbos day, but Friday night we take the bottom challah. So in mavirin al mitzvahs. V'atas tikkun zeh. How can you pass over the top challah and take the bottom one? V'atas tikkun zeh. The taz fixed that. V'noag ganecha tachton korvel of Yosef min elyon. And he pushed the bottom challah a little bit closer to him. So although you're taking the bottom one, but it's still the closer one. And he comes out that you reach out to the bottom one first. And that's what many medaktikim do, that you take the bottom one a little bit closer towards you. Otherwise, you have a problem of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. You're passing over the top, which is the first mitzvah. Siv beis mitzvah liptzuya b'shabbos pusok doylo shetaspik loy lechol asuda. Mitzvah is to take a large, to cut a large piece of challah, shetaspik loy, which should be sufficient, lechol asuda, for the whole suda. It is ideal to cut a large piece of challah, which is sufficient for the whole suda. Generally speaking, Mishnah Berurah explains if cotton vav, pusok doylo v'loy mechzeker avosom. Generally, this looks like a very hungry person and a bit of a starving, a bit. No, it's not very elegant to cut a very large piece of challah generally. You don't do that on weekdays, but since you don't do it on weekdays, why are you doing it on Shabbos? You're not doing it on weekdays. So it's obvious that you're doing it because the mitzvah is precious to you, and you want to eat a lot. So you're not genuinely allowed to do that, but on Shabbos you're allowed to cut a big challah, which is going to be sufficient for the whole meal. Einam esubin rishon litoim, siv gimel. People are not allowed to eat from the challah. Ad shitim aboitza. A person is only allowed to eat from the challah once the person who made the bracha ate. V'miyesh lifnei kol echad lechem mishne. If everybody's got lechem mishne in front of him, like we do on, like in some houses they do on Leila Seder, then yicholim litoim afu pishadayin lo toamu. Then they can eat themselves. But as long as everybody's yotze with the balabais, then you should wait to eat until the balabais is eaten. Once he has tasted, he's eaten, then they can eat as well. And finally, Shabbos meals, you have to have challah for Shabbos meals. Rabbi said we learned the following halachas. We learned that going right that enkidush alav makom suda is even a little bit, but yeah, it can't be peiros. It can either be wine, an additional revis of wine, or challah. And we learned that that the Vilna Gaon was very makpid. If a person is listening to a Kiddush said by somebody else from a different place, that's fine. That's still considered Kiddush Mokum Suda, but do keep in mind that you need to have Kavonas Shemiah Mashmiah. With regards to Kiddush Lo'er Aneir, it's not Ma'akev. Ideally, it should be done, but it's not Ma'akev. And if it's more comfortable to be where the Neir is not placed, that's fine if you're Mitzvah Haber, because we learned that Kovod Shabbos is pushed away by Oynek Shabbos. We learned with regards to Betzias HaPas, one should make Berichas HaMotzi on two full, complete Chalas. Shleimus is not Ma'akev. You need two because of Zeichel Amon. Yom Tov, you also need two. We learned that you hold it with your hand, and you make a bracha on the bottom one on Shabbos day, on Friday night. Shabbos day and Yom Tov, you take the top one. The reason for that is Al Derech Kabbalah. You're allowed to take a big piece, although generally it's not very elegant to do so. People are only allowed to eat from the Hamotzi once the Balabais is eaten. Prior to that, do not eat. One should have the Shabbos Sudas, both Friday night and Shabbos day, have to be done with challah. had to be done with bread. Good evening.